Back here on Downtown, it's time for the High School Report, brought to you by Sweats Tire and by the First National Bank. We welcome in our friend Mark Cowlin of Eastern Maine Sports. Mark, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon to you, Rich. How's it going today?
Well, I'm loving this return to summer-like weather. This is not bad.
Not bad. We can play some games in this, right?
Absolutely. I think it'll be a decent setting for it. And boy, we say it. I feel like every time of year we say it when we get to the postseason, but I don't know where the regular season went. But here we are for most high school football teams. We're on to the playoffs.
Yeah. Class A has one more week of the regular season. Big week, big weekend coming for Bangor, like a playoff game. But the rest of the classes, they'll be right into it this weekend, tonight.
Well, let's take a look at a couple games on tap tonight. First of all, the Class B North quarterfinal, a matchup between number 5, Messalonskee, and number 4, Gardner. Neither team with a winning record, so who knows what will happen.
Yeah, I mean, this should be a typical 4-5 game, very competitive. I think it'd be low scoring. Gardner has some good wins and very close games. I think they'd be the slight favorite, but as I said, nothing's going to be surprising in a 4-5 matchup.
And another 4-5 in Class C North is Hamden, with their 3-5 record, meets up with 4-4 Oceanside.
Yeah, again, another typical 4-5 game, I think. But Oceanside, they very close to being up a top two seed or so. But a couple close losses, and there's a good challenge for both teams. And Oceanside has that home field advantage.
And an interesting Class D matchup as well with Old Town at MCI.
Saw Old Town a couple weeks ago, and they impressed me quite a bit. They do have some injuries and some people out for other reasons, but they have a solid line, which kind of you need come playoff time. But MCI with a veteran coach, young Coach Bertrand, they're going to be tough to beat at home on Friday tonight.
And in 8-man large school quarterfinal, an interesting matchup. MDI, the number 6 seed, Lake Region number 3, but Orono certainly showed the path in how to beat Lake Region last week.
They certainly did, and I think Orono's starting to get healthy at the right time too, so that helped that they're healthy for the playoffs. So, MTI long trip, that's for sure. Baja to Naples can't get there quickly, so that's going to be kind of a challenge for them. Coming off the bus and trying to get a big win over a solid Lake Region team.
Well, a couple very interesting games on tap tomorrow in the 8-man, the small school North semifinal. Orono trying to defend their championship up against Holton, the battle between number 2 and number 3.
Yeah, that's actually, I think, tonight. I think they had it wrong on the site there. But, that's good. That's going to be quite a game. Holton's got that great running back. I mean, Orono comes in as a defending champ, though. And, as I said, they might be getting healthy at the right time. So, we'll see what happens, but they definitely showed they're getting healthy last week.
And the Class D North quarterfinal, number 3, John Bapst, taking on number 6, Matanuck.
Yeah, that's going to be at 4 o'clock tomorrow. Matanuck impressed me early in the year, but John Bapst is definitely the favorite in this one. They come in as a 3 seed, and Coach O'Connell has them, playing well. They lost to a tough Foxcroft team last week, but, I expect them to win, but, again, Matanuck, has shown some stuff this year too. They're solid for a 6 seed.
And where will you guys at Eastern Maine Sports be? Probably all over the place this weekend.
Yeah, we'll be at Foxcroft for the football game tonight. The 1-8 game between Foxcroft and Belfast. We're also going to be doing the Foxcroft semifinal field hockey game at the Jim Robinson Fieldhouse as they host Derrigo. So I'm busy, and we'll be all over the place on Saturday as well.
Excellent. Well, Mark, we appreciate it. As always, follow Eastern Maine Sports for everything going on, not just with high schools, but colleges as well. Enjoy the games this weekend, Mark, and we'll check in with you again next Friday.
All right, thanks for having me, Rich.
You got it. Mark Cowlin, Eastern Maine Sports. The High School Report brought to you by Sweats Tires, serving you with full automotive repair and a great selection of tires at 2 locations, 451 Hogan Road and 358 State Street in Bangor. And by the First, dream first because you can. First National Bank, committed to the community.